Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
It's Tony D here on the nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio. Thanks for joining us. All right, championship week, and we've been going over some conferences and not only giving you a primer for what you can expect in the conference tournaments, but also getting a look at the conference in general as we head to Selection Sunday. So let's focus on the Pac-12. Their conference tournament's going to be at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Matt Moreno joins us from GoAZCats.com. He covers Arizona as well as the Pac-12, and he joins us here on Yahoo Sports Radio. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
All right. So right off the bat, a lot of people want to know when it comes to Selection Sunday, how deep is our particular conferences? Obviously, the 12 stands for 12. So in terms of the 12-team league, how deep is the Pac-12?
It's pretty deep this year. I mean, you could get something like 7-8 teams potentially in. Obviously, Washington was one of the teams that started out hot, kind of tailed off toward the end. You had a couple teams like that. A team like USC who got really hot at the beginning and has kind of tapered off. And then you have a team like Utah who kind of maybe was not doing so great at the beginning but has really come on late. A team like Cal especially came here to Tucson last week and lost a tough one to Arizona. But they've another team that has done really well. So I think it's one of those better years for the Pac-12. And here in Tucson at Arizona, Sean Miller has really been talking about just the depth of the conference and how well the teams have played this year and kind of the talent level across the board. Really from top to bottom.
Yeah, you're talking about teams like Arizona, California with 6 losses in conference play. Colorado's a good team. They went 10-8. Chaos may be a too strong of a word, but was it kind of one of those topsy-turvy years where you could just get beat in any angle?
Oh, that was definitely. And Arizona's a great example of that. A team that everyone kind of expected to be in the running for the regular season conference title and run into a couple bad weekends, get swept. Near the end when they go to Colorado and Utah, not something that maybe you would be expecting going into the year with the talent that Arizona has, but one of those seasons where it's just one of those years where a team could go in and get your best game and turn things around for you, and you're going to have to bring your A game every night, and Arizona found that out firsthand. They had some times where they were not necessarily playing their best, and teams got them, and teams were able to come into McHale Center and beat them finally. It's something that just doesn't get done, hasn't been done. For especially the senior group at Arizona, no one comes into McHale and beats those guys. And that happened with Oregon this year. And obviously Oregon was the regular season champ, but a lot of teams were able to come to Tucson and really put some pressure on Arizona. And that's kind of what you see across the board. It's hard to beat a lot of teams at home. Those road trips were tough for a lot of teams and made an interesting year for the Pac-12.
Dana Altman's got a great team at Oregon. He's got a couple of guys who can really score. He's got threats all around. He's got a deep bench. Overall, how complete are the Oregon Ducks?
They're definitely a complete team. I mean, I still think maybe Arizona has the most talent, but I think when you look at a complete team and the pieces fitting together really well, that's Oregon. I mean, if you look at what they do from top to bottom, especially with guys like Dylan Brooks, Tyler Dorsey, some of those other pieces that they really have in there, it really fits together well. A great coach with Dana Altman. Just a really talented team and really cohesive unit. I think that's really what's carried them throughout the season and really has them right in contention for the postseason title, for the tournament title here, and obviously took them a long way during the regular season as well.
If you're looking at a team that has, you know, that's got good guard play, here's Utah with Brandon Taylor. They also have got some experience. In terms of where Utah's strength is, give us an idea on the Utes.
Well, obviously, I think you have to start. It's hard to ignore Jacob Pertl. And, yeah. And kind of what he does and what he does inside. I know it's kind of a mismatch for a team like Arizona, mismatch for a lot of teams. I mean, he's a talented guy, and I think that's really kind of what they play off of. Sometimes he's not the focal point, though, which I think is kind of interesting when you look at what they do. Sometimes he's a little bit of a decoy, and they kind of play off of him and do some things from around him, but they're definitely a talented team. I was talking with some other people today about just the tournament and kind of the expectations, and Utah's a team that I was very close to picking to potentially winning this tournament because of the talent they have, a guy like Pertl, and just those pieces that you already mentioned, and just another really talented group, a great coach as well, and just a cohesive unit that I think can really do some things here over the next few weeks.
Give us the lowdown on Arizona. They're the favorites to win this thing as a 4 seed. Is that because of what you said, the talent, experience, Sean Miller and his coaching prowess? Give us an idea of where Arizona is coming into Las Vegas.
It's been an interesting season down in Tucson. I think Arizona fans, they have a high standard. Sean Miller has a high standard for what he expects. And obviously they've gone to the Elite Eights and haven't been able to break through that wall. But A little bit different team this year with Arizona. A little bit older group, something you don't necessarily see with some of these elite programs that are recruiting as well as Arizona does, where you have 23-year-old seniors. You have guys like Ryan Anderson and Caleb Tarzewski, who are 23-year-old big men in the post that really a lot of stuff goes through them, a lot of things go through them up in the front court. But a balanced team, a really talented team, but a different kind of look than what Arizona's had in the past. A lot of seniors, a lot of veterans. And I think what really came down to for Arizona was finding that right mix. It was something they kind of struggled with all season long. They were kind of a team of two halves is really kind of what it came down to for Arizona this season. They had played great in the second half. Maybe that first half was a little bit not what they expected. Dug themselves into a little too big of a hole at times. Weren't able to get out of it in the second half. And teams really were able to kind of get on them late and was kind of able to put them away late in games. And I think it was a little bit different team, but Arizona definitely has the talent to do things, and I think they'll be good this week.
Matt Moreno joins us, GoAZCats.com. He works for Rivals. He covers the Pac-12 and, of course, the Arizona Wildcats. All right, Cal is the number three seed. They're relatively young. Is that an experience, a problem for the Bears as they go into this tournament?
It'll be interesting to see what Cal does. They're playing great at a great time right now, similar to kind of Arizona where they had a hot end to the season. They lost to Arizona, like I mentioned, that close one on the road. But when you look at what they're able to do the last few weeks, it's really kind of what you want to do and what you want a team to be doing going into the postseason. And you mentioned that talent. It's young talent, but it's definitely very talented guys. With the guys like Jaylen Brown, Ivan Rapps, those two in particular who are going to be future NBA players and really have a lot of talent. But I think the real key is Tyrone Wallace, one of the older guys. And he's obviously back now. He had a little bit of a hand injury, kept him out for a short amount of time. And they had to play without him. And once they got back into their stride and really back into what they do with Tyrone Wallace in there, it's really kind of turned things around for them, really becoming a cohesive unit, like I mentioned with some of these other teams. When you have all the pieces, they really have a group that really fits well together. And when you throw in Jabari Bird and Sam Singer and some of these other guys, and the strength is not necessarily maybe their front court, but with their guard play and especially on the perimeter with some of these talented guys, and then you throw in a guy like Ivan Rapp who can do so many things. They're a dangerous team, and they're another one of the teams that I think this is what makes this year's tournament really interesting. Is you have maybe five or six teams that could really get hot this week and really take things to the end and win the title. And I think Cal's definitely one of those contenders that could really continue what they've been doing lately and take this thing all the way to the end and maybe potentially win the title this week.
All right, we talked about the top four seeds in this tournament. Who has to have a very good week? Who is hanging into this tournament that needs to do very well in order to keep their NCAA hopes alive?
Well, I think if you look at a team like USC, it's very interesting kind of where they're at. You know, you mentioned Colorado as well, but I think they're in. They obviously got that win over Arizona at home a while back, a few weeks ago. But USC is a really interesting team to me. I mean, they are one of the teams that really got hot at the beginning, surprised some people, have a very, very talented roster, young roster, but very talented roster. It's only going to continue to get better. They have that first-round matchup with UCLA, which is obviously a big matchup for them, but I think when you look at them, they have so much talent on that roster, and at times they haven't been able to necessarily put it all together. But when they do, they're a very talented team, and I think they have a lot to play for. They're kind of one of those newer teams on the scene in the Pac-12. Maybe people weren't giving them a ton of credit before the season. You know, they were picked pretty low in the preseason poll, but when you look at those pieces and the guys they have on their team, the influx of talent this year, they're a dangerous team, and I think they're one of those teams, too, that can catch fire, and especially with the talent they have, and it wouldn't be a surprise to see them make a deep run, but I think they have some work to do this week, but I think they're one of those teams that could really get it done too.
Again, Matt Moreno, GoAZCats.com. It's the Pac-12 tournament going on in Las Vegas this week. Get you a little primer before Selection Sunday. Matt, great talking to you, my friend. Hope to catch up with you soon.
Thank you for having me.
All right, again, Pac-12 tournament. It's all tournament week. I'll be at the SEC tournament in Nashville, Tennessee. Can't wait. I cannot wait to see South Carolina, my school, actually play and get a bye. Oh, I think last year they were in the play-in game at the beginning of the tournament. But I love the conference tournament week. The NCAA tournament is its own entity, and it's larger than life, and it brings in a lot of people. But if you're a basketball fan, this is the week that really is a lot of fun. It's familiarity. It's guys battling for that one automatic berth. Some schools need it really badly, like Gonzaga. They just won their conference tournament to punch their ticket in. Conference week is a really fun week for basketball fans. Tony D, Yahoo Sports Radio.